goes a lot, obviously. You know, I think when sometimes when you take over a team or when other people have taken over a team, there have been specific areas to fix, whether it was offense, defense, special teams, you know, just one area. In this case, obviously, we have work to do in just about every area. But we really started from scratch, started from the way we, you know, lifted weights to the way we organized practice, you know, different coaches, different schemes, you know, travel different. I mean, just about every way that you can do something different, we did. You know, some of it was by design, some of it was by philosophy, but, you know, we made sure that, you know, that we were going to, you know, we were going to start from the very beginning of doing things a different way.
Was some of that just getting a fresh feel for, you know, a fresh look for the guys?
Yeah, some of it was. I mean, we switched lockers. You know, I mean, is that gonna cause you to win a game? You know, probably not. But when we wanted to make sure that the returning players, I mean, we turned over about half the roster anyway, but the players that did return from last year, from the time they walked back into the building when we began our all-season program, that they weren't in the same locker. You know, they didn't have the same person next to them. You know, we assigned parking spots, so that was different. It was just a signal that, you know, things were different, and, you know, and I think that, you know, players are receptive to it. You know, the more important things were new players, new schemes, things like that, less important, but also part of the change were cosmetic changes.
Jim, a lot of coaches that take over programs say, you know, changing the culture is probably the most difficult. You got to, you know, change the losing culture, and that's got to take some time, obviously.
Well, I'm not very patient for it to take time. You know, sometimes, you know, teams will have been successful and then they have a down year, which may cause a coach to get fired. One of the unique things here is we have been down for a long time, you know, so maybe that did pertain a little bit more to here than some other jobs. There was work to do there, but, you know, when you turn over half the roster, you know, when you turn over the coaching staff, you know, that can, you know, that can lead to, you know, change in that, you know, right away. We brought in guys like Larry Foote, who, you know, won two Super Bowls, you know, different coaches, a lot of different players, had a lot of draft picks this year. And quite honestly, when we talk about change in culture, we never really addressed last year. You know, we addressed it by not addressing it. We just moved on and said, we're too busy trying to improve. We have too much to do to dwell on what happened last year. It was difficult early in the season. We were 0-2, and 0-2 is bad enough, and everybody had us 0-19. You know, so how does it feel to lose 19 straight? And, you know, we were carrying that, you know, that burden for what happened last year, the year before. Getting the win over Washington, was able to put that behind. You know, so at least let us concentrate on the game each week rather than the previous 19 games.
Did you notice much of a difference then that following week coming off a win?
For me, probably not. I mean, it was a relief on Sunday to win for a lot of people in the organization, for a lot of players that were here in the past. I mean, they were carrying that burden. You know, my message to them was, you know, we got to get to the point where we don't celebrate week three wins with champagne and parades downtown. You know, we shouldn't be popping confetti when we win a week three game. We should expect to win every week, and you know that's part of it. It's good to celebrate a win, but you know we shouldn't. You know, when we really should be just celebrating our postseason wins, wins that put us into the postseason.
What's your plan with Matthew this week, Jim?
You know, we'll see where he is. You know, he really wasn't close last week. He's improving every day. He's a really hard worker, not just on the field, but off the field. And, you know, as soon as he's ready, we'll get him back out there. I really don't know where he'll be on Sunday.
You mentioned Larry Foote a couple minutes ago. Just how big of an addition was he, considering, you know, obviously the winning background he brings?
Yeah, you know, he's from Detroit, you know, which was also, well, I don't say important because it has nothing to do with the way he plays on the field. But I think, you know, the fact that he wanted to come here, he wanted to be part of this turnaround. He was a starter on the Super Bowl team last year. I think that speaks well for what we're doing. Larry is a really, really good leader. He's emotional. He loves the game of football. He loves to practice. He prepares well, all that. But more importantly, he's a good football player. Larry's not the biggest guy. He's not the strongest guy. He's not the fastest guy. But he is really a smart, good football player. He's productive. And, you know, all those other things are important. But the most important thing is he's a good football player on Sunday.
I'm sure you're not happy with 1-4, but is it at least going the direction you want it to be going right now?
Well, I mean, this is a bottom line business. You know, everybody knows that. And, you know, I think that we played well at times. We haven't been able to, other than the Redskins, even against the Redskins for our win, really wasn't a complete game. That game, we should have ended that game a lot earlier. We shouldn't have been hanging on at the very end to win that game. So we've had our ups and downs this year. We've played well at times. We've played really poorly at times. We're still a work in progress when it comes to being where we want to be. You know, we need to execute better. You know, I mean, it's hard to see progress. I mean, this is, you know, to quote Bill Parcells, you are what your record says you are. We're one and four football team that needs a win.
Coach, back to Stafford. What did you see from him that made you draft him number one overall, and have you seen that and more as the season has progressed here with him?
Well, we obviously thought a lot of them to draft him number one. You know, it wasn't a situation. We had choices. It wasn't a situation where you're throwing up your hands and saying there's nobody to pick. There were good options there. We felt very strongly about him. You know, to give a shout to Green Bay, it did take Vince Lombardi to see that the guy could throw the football. The guy's got a rocket for an arm. He's got a quick release. You know, can put the ball just about anywhere that he wants. But more important than that was his intelligence, his demeanor. His ability to shrug things off, to put things behind him, his willingness to you know, to push the ball down the field, a little bit of a fearless nature to him. You know, he's all those things we felt strongly about. He's done nothing but exceed expectations from the time he's got here. Really, really smart, understands NFL defenses, good teammate. Good in the locker room. Very pleased with him.
Can you talk about another one of your rookies, DeAndre Levy?
Oh yeah, Wisconsin guy. You know, we drafted him third round. You know, he really fit the profile of what we were looking for. He's got good size. He's close to 240 pounds. He ran in the 4.5s. He's a heavy, heavy hitter. And we made a big point that we wanted to get bigger and stronger. To be able to run the football and stop the run. You know, we didn't have a lot of size on this team last year, and we've tried to make a big push to get more size, and that includes linebackers that are big and can run. You know, DeAndre fits that really well. You know, he's gotten a lot more playing time over the last couple of weeks. We've had some injuries at linebacker. He's played very well at spots. You know, other times he's played like a rookie. You know, to overuse a quote, he's still a work in progress, but he's got a lot of talent. We're excited about him. You know, and he fits what we want to be.
How about Cole Heckendorf, who you signed to the practice squad a couple days ago? What did you see in him?
Well, he had a really good workout for us. We were in a situation where we need wide receivers. And we actually had to make a move. We brought him in last week and had to make a move before he got here to get a guy out to practice. So we really liked his workout. And what we did is we got through last week with a different guy on the practice squad. And then as soon as we got a chance, we got Cole in there. He's got good size. You know, I really don't know a lot about him other than from what I saw in preseason tape and then also in the workout. But he's going to be out in our on our practice squad today, and you know, we have some injuries to some wide receivers, so he'll get a lot of reps out there, and we'll sort of get a feel for him as he goes the next couple of days, how he looks.
Is Calvin going to practice today, Jim?
You know, I'm really not 100% sure on that. You know, he's got a little bit of a knee. You know, Calvin's a really, really tough guy. And he is, he's first of all, he's a really fast healer. You know, those guys are just metabolic as can be. I mean, he just, things that hold other people back for months, you know, he can put behind them pretty quickly. I know that if he can, he'll be out there, and if he can play on Sunday, you know, he'll be ready.
You could take any quarterback and put him with Johnson, you'd have a good combination, but how good could Stafford and Johnson be down the road?
You know, I think that, you know, when you look back on, you know, some of the great quarterback wide receiver combinations, you know, they could be there. Both of them are young players. You know, let's not rank them up there with Unitas and Barry or Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison or, you know, any of the other great combinations that have come, you know, over the years. But you know, they have the potential to be able to do that. Matt's got the arm to be able to get the ball to him. You know, Calvin's freakishly big and freakishly fast and can jump. And you know, let's let them get some skins on the wall, so to speak, before we put them in that kind of category.
And Jim, what strikes you about looking at the Packers on tape?
Well, obviously, change defenses. You know, so Dom Capers come in and give them 3-4. You know, with the ability to bring pressure from just around, just about anywhere. I thought that was, particularly in the opener, was really effective at getting to the quarterback. You know, we played them last year when I was in Tennessee, and I don't think I slept all week because of Jennings and Driver and Rodgers and the tight ends. I mean, they have playmakers that can, you know, they can score from just about any point in the field. So we'll have our work cut out for us, offense, defense, you know, special teams. You know, I don't know where Blackman's going to be, if he's going to be healthy or not, but Jordy Nelson's a really solid returner and has done some good things. So, you know, it's an impressive, talented team in a little bit of transition, you know, just switching defenses, but, you know, certainly one of the most talented teams that we'll face.
It helped to see a 3-4 last week. Get you ready for this?
Yeah, there's a little bit of carryover for sure. You know, there's different kinds of 3-4s. You know, there's the, you know, New England, Miami, Dallas Cowboy 3-4. That's a more of a two-gap 3-4 where guys are consuming blocks at the line of scrimmage. There's the Blitz 3-4, the Pittsburgh scheme, which is Green Bay scheme. San Diego uses that a little bit. Now Cleveland's using that a little bit more. So there's a lot of different styles, but these two are similar. Different personnel. You know, Pittsburgh's been doing it for a long time. But definitely some carryover from last week, and hopefully in a little different way. We didn't handle our protection very well. We got our quarterback sacked 7 times last week.